Inside on Business the News Hour is brought to you by the Creamer Law Firm of West Des Moines, getting things done for you. CreamerLaw.com. Triplett Office Essentials, extraordinary service and solutions for your business. Triplets.com. And Iowa Computer Repair, you want your computer to work, and that's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour. We've got 25 minutes now past the hour of 5 o'clock. Grateful, as always, that you're along for the ride home on this Friday afternoon. On Fridays, we kind of take it a little easy with our guests. We don't like to talk about heavy-duty things, but we talk about some fun things. And in studio with us is our good friend, Rachel Formaro. She is here talking about Flashdyne. She brought somebody equally as fun. I have no question about it at all. Her name is Kim Wall, and Kim and Rachel are here. We're going to be talking about something called Flashdyne 4.
Great.
I know what you do, Rachel. I'm going to turn over here to Kim. What do you do, Kim?
I am a professional computer nerd.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That's what I do.
I've met several of you. Are you a webmaster?
I am a jack of all trades. I wear a lot of hats, including apparently the foodie hat.
It's a conical hat. Yeah. And you sit down there in your cauldron and you make things happen for principal.
Right.
That's very good. And you're also kind of a foodie?
I am.
All right. Very good. All right. Favorite food?
Oh, don't put that on me.
All right. Never mind. Favorite wine?
Zinfandel.
Anything. All right.
I'll drink it all.
Yeah, I don't blame you. All right. Rachel, what do we got? This is the fourth time?
Can you believe this? I know. I can't. It's the fourth annual Flashdyne, which is our local take on something that started in Paris,
of course,
over 25 years ago. It's called Dîner en Blanc, Dinner in White. And I have to give credit, though, to our good friend of yours as well, Larry Cleverly. Farmer Larry.
Absolutely.
Who seems to be at the middle of everything.
Dirt Farmer.
This is his baby.
And he would be here for sure, but he is out getting everyone's fantastic community-supported agriculture packages together for the market tomorrow.
Yeah, he's got market tomorrow. So I kind of wondered about him coming in today.
Yes, yes. So it's a great community event, getting everyone out together at an often iconic Des Moines location. The key is the location isn't revealed until the day of.
Right.
So, Michael, don't try and work it out of me.
Always a good mystery.
Yes. You tried once already to get out.
I know. I slipped that in, didn't I?
But it's a wonderful event. It's bring your own everything. And we also have some contests.
This is kind of the different thing about this, because you have a contest going on at the same time.
We do. It's a best dressed table contest is essentially how you can look at it. So we want people to really embrace the white theme, the real spirit with what we've got going on here. So we want to make sure that we've got people really kind of going to town, right, on their table decor. So we want to reward them for it. So we have a best dressed contest. I believe in the mix this year is $100 Orchestrate gift card.
Oh,
so the winnings are not small. So we hope people really pull it out for us this year.
So when you were planning on coming to this, let's break this down a little bit so that people really understand what's happening. They sign up for Flashdyne 4, right?
They don't have to sign up. They can just show up.
Or just show up.
You can even just show
up. So you don't even need to know how many people are coming.
No. Nope. the merrier.
All right, but okay, so you tell the time. Do you tell the time, right?
Yes, it's 6 p.m. I can tell you right now. It's 6 p.m. Sunday.
Breaking news, ladies.
August 31st.
Right. It's 6 o'clock, August 31st.
Yeah, Labor Day Sunday.
Right.
And it is every year.
That's a good plan, because we don't have to put up with the riffraff. They're all out of town.
Well, not only that, but it's also a great opportunity for a lot of the local restaurant staff to be able to attend something. It's often a quieter day for them, so they can go. So it's a great event. Like I said before, you have to bring everything. There's not going to be anything there.
Nothing. No tables, no chairs,
no
tablecloths.
We just kind of descend upon the location. Oh. People bring chairs, tables, tablecloths, whatever candelabras they want to bring with them.
Flowers,
yes. Food, drink, you name it. So it's kind of like a big festive picnic, I guess.
All right. So we bring our own food. We bring our own tablecloth, our own table. We dress in white. I mean, what could go wrong with any of this, right?
Maybe a little wine on the white shirt.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's exactly what I'm looking for. And so when do you announce where we're all going on the 31st?
It'll be Sunday morning.
Sunday morning.
Yes.
So we do have some time to kind of
Yes.
Figure out the logistics.
Yeah, that's where, you know, because we do have actually a number of people from across Iowa who come to this event.
Oh.
So whereas in other, you know, major city locations, they might announce it a couple of hours beforehand. We want to make sure everyone gets a little bit of a head start.
And we can also send like an advance party there as soon as we hear so they can pick out a good place.
Well, there you go.
That's good planning. It's good planning.
That's why I'm here. You know, the logistics guy. So, all right. So on the 31st, and that morning, on a Sunday, before Labor Day, you're going to announce where Flash Dine 4 is going. And does this cost us anything to go?
No.
Wait a minute. But this is impossible. It doesn't cost
outrageous.
Anything. It's, you know, you could raise money for something from something
that,
like this.
You know, it's funny you should say that, because on the drive over, I was thinking that exact thing. So look for Flash Dine 5 to have a little bit of a twist
right.
on it,
Wouldn't that be nice? That would be kind of nice. We all get buckets of ice water or something.
Yes, exactly. There may be some ice bucket stuff going
on. I wonder.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
So it's Flash Dine 4. Rachel and Kim have been kind enough to come in here and kind of pump it a little bit. So plan on it, kids, on the 31st. It's a Sunday. And where are you going to let us know how, I mean, where do we have to go? Are you going to broadcast it or what?
It's going to be, follow us on Twitter, FlashDineDSM. You know where the hashtags are, where the hashies
hang out. Now that you've told them what a hashy is.
Yep, very good.
So Twitter, FlashDineDSM, and we're also on Facebook, FlashDineDSM as well. So that's where we'll be publicizing it.
Is it a hashtag?
It's an actual
or
Twitter
at.
Account.
Okay. Yep. It's at.
But we'll be
we'll have a hashtag as well. Yep. For Flashdine 4.
So it is at Flashdine 4. The
at
number
Flashdine 4.
FlashdineDSM. Oh. Typing and talking at the same time has never been a very strong suit of mine. All right. Thank you so much for coming in and talking about this.
I hope you can join us down.
I do, too. I do. I hope that my bride will let me, you know, and then I get the ball and chain off of my leg for a couple of hours so that I can actually go have some fun. But it's work, you know?
It's a good time. It's worth it.
That's what we say about Friday. Hey, only two more working days till Monday. Thanks so very much for coming in. Thanks, Flash Dine 4, the 31st day of August. It's a Sunday, and they will release the location that morning. So you have to follow them at Flash Dine DSM. That's Flash Dine DSM. Will you also be on Facebook telling us where to go?
Yes, absolutely.
A lot of people tell me where to go on Facebook. Yeah. All right. Thanks so very much for coming in. We're going to step aside for the Wall Street Journal report. We've also got the local stocks of interest. And then this half hour, Cheryl Tessier comes in to eat, play, love Des Moines. This is Inside on Business, the NewsHour.